Okay. So now you can close your eyes. And with the eyes closed, bring up our attention to our body. It's important when we start our meditation to have this awareness of the body, but it's also with a purpose to it. The purpose is to make sure it's as comfortable as we can get it. And in order to be comfortable, we have this kindfulness, aware of the feelings in our body, and adding this basic quality of loving kindness. You care for your body. You want to learn how to relax it, keep it well and comfortable. So now, having just looked at my body and just very quickly looked to make sure there's nothing which is in its wrong place, everything is relaxed and balanced, now I go more carefully through the body. I love doing this because hopefully you can also experience some of what I experience. First of all, I become aware of my feet. Very rare that I become aware of my feet unless they're really cold or really hot or they're in pain. Now I can just feel any sensations at all in my feet. And as I experience those sensations, I just add this, may you be calm and happy and peaceful. It's just like earlier I was doing some chanting for a few people. It wasn't the words which I was saying which were that important. It was the feelings behind those words in the chants I was giving. And just sharing those well-wishing, wish to relax, wish for happiness, wish for health. Those wishes which were focused on this person or that person, that was what was really important. And now I do that on my own body. To begin with, on my feet. It's like I'm having that feeling which I use for chanting, that well-wishing, that caring, that kindness, that protection, that nurturing on parts of my own body. And as I do this, I can feel my feet. And I always have to be honest as a monk. I can feel the feet relaxing. The muscles change. And I find I'm not holding anything tightly. It was like before, a minute ago, parts of my feet were being stretched, under stress, were being squashed. Now I'm caring for them, making sure that every part of my feet is the best I can possibly do for them. Just the same as when I see some of you, I do wish you well, wish you happiness. And I mean it, sincere. And because of that sincerity and all that meditation I've done over many years, that does have power. I'm giving that power to my own feet. And I start... It's very difficult to say exactly how they feel now, but they're tingling. It's a feeling which I recognize as my feet are relaxed and at ease. Sometimes it's hard to get similes. Sometimes it's like you've soaked them in a tub of hot water. And there's just no tightness or tension in them at all now. When I can feel they're as relaxed as I can possibly get, I also know that that came about through the awareness or mindfulness, and together with being kind. I'm not ordering my feet, I'm not a control freak. I want to care for you feet. And the feet respond, they start to feel really delightful. It's hard for me to find a word for this. They feel good. And they go up from the feet to the ankles. You know, sometimes in serpentine, you maybe trip on one of the rocks in the forest. Not really the rocks, but the pea gravel. And you can sort of hurt or sprain your ankle a little bit. I haven't done that for years now. But if I did, I would just sit down, meditate, and give this beautiful care or kindfulness to that injury. Make it really peaceful, warm. A lot of pain comes from fear. So it's taken me a minute or two to get my awareness on my ankles. Now I can feel them. A special feeling which I know is a healthy ankle feeling. I move up from the ankles, up the calves, mostly those muscles on the back of my lower legs. They too have a special feeling. It's one of the amazing things of meditation. You start to become aware of your body, and every part of it has a separate, distinctive sensation. You can get to know your body. And you also get to know just when it needs a bit extra attention, when there's an injury or a wound or something which does need an extra bit of kindness. When you can feel that, you go a little bit further to your knees. I can feel my knees. I don't need to touch them. You develop that awareness. And I make sure the knees are open, like free. Freedom and peace tend to go together. Nothing which is restricted or squashed or stopped. So my knees are relaxing to the max now. I like that phrase, relax to the max, because it means something. It's not just a slogan. I relax these parts of my body as much as I possibly can by letting go, by being kind, by practicing kindfulness. I go past the knees to my thighs. And even though my thighs are not moving, I can still feel them relaxing more. Kind of internally, just opening up. Nothing being tight. No little knots of tension. Everything is really loose. Like I'm sitting on the most expensive, comfortable, soft cushion you could possibly imagine. The cushion of kindness. I go past those thighs to my butt. Always am careful of my buttocks. It's so easy if I don't get in a good position to begin with. It will irritate me, even after half an hour. So make sure the pressure of my body through the buttocks onto the cushion is well balanced. Not too much on the left side, not too much on the right side. Then I know that's as comfortable as I can get, and soon that feeling will disappear. And then move past the buttocks to the waist. And try and get the most comfortable position for my waist, which for me is just I stretch up my back a little bit. And my waist feels strong but also comfortable. And then I start to scan my kindfulness up my intestines. I can feel in the state of my intestines to make sure that they are relaxed and peaceful. I know how they usually feel, so I can soon know if there's any problem anywhere. My job is just to relax them as much as possible so that they can feel no stress, at ease, sense of freedom inside. As I scan upwards, sometimes I come across a feeling of tightness in one of the organs in my back as I'm scanning up my body. If that's the case, I always remedy it by imagining that organ. I don't know if it really is that shape or size or that name. I don't really care. I just imagine that feeling of tightness and just give it kindness. You don't have to change. You can be as you are. That loving kindness, which doesn't want to improve anything, just wants to protect things, to care for them, not to cure. And that attitude of caring, if it really is care, I can feel just those parts of my body relaxing even more deeply. All animals love to be cared for. All humans. And all parts of your own body. So as I scan my attention upwards, pass those intestines up to my stomach, I relax my stomach. I can feel there's some tightness somewhere, I know why. I usually don't eat in the afternoon or evening, but this afternoon I did have a piece of cheese, which is one of the allowables. That hasn't probably digested yet. Kind of can feel it inside my tummy. But it will, eventually. And I keep scanning upwards past my stomach to my lungs. Last week I had a lot of coughing. Really bad just about 10 days ago. Now it's quite relaxed and peaceful. When things are relaxed and peaceful, you're giving them a chance to heal. The body knows how to do healing. It just needs to be given a chance. They're giving some kindfulness. I go past my lungs to my heart region. And I'm kind to my own heart, weird as it may sound. You accept it for as it is, never trying to make it anything different. Trying to improve or to change things, that is the meaning of stress. That's what you do at work. This is meditation. This is where we do relax rather than struggle. That my heart region is so peaceful now. I can feel now my shoulders. I moved up a bit further. And so often when I meditate, my shoulders are tight and tense. So I make a point of learning how to relax them. The very simple way is to scrunch them up, to make them deliberately more tight, and then let go. It's amazing that you know what letting go means when it goes to relaxing your own shoulders. We do the same for everything else in our body and our mind. That feeling of not pushing or holding or forcing or squashing your own body. You can feel what relaxation is experienced like. Soon your whole arms start to relax. Pass your elbows, forearms, wrists. Until your hands and your fingers. There's many different postures I can use for my hands. But I don't have a right posture or a wrong posture. I just ask my hand, make that inquiry. Hands, are you comfortable? Fingers, how are you? And I mean those inquiries. If I can improve them, I will. But today my hands and fingers say they're comfortable. So I move back up to my shoulders and neck. Especially my neck, because there's still, I can feel a little bit of irritation from the cold which I had last week or earlier on. I just thank my neck and throat. Gratitude that now I can breathe easily, the coughs are much less. Whenever I say thank you to you, and you know I mean it, how does it make you feel? It's like my throat says thank you. It becomes stronger and healthier. And I go up to my head, make sure it's well balanced on top of the neck. That's quite important. You feel your way into the best posture. And then aware of the muscles around the eyes and the mouth and the nose. Want to make sure all those muscles are totally at ease. I'm not holding anything tight, not stretching. I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm at peace with my own facial muscles. And then I kind of join everything up, the head and the neck and the throat and the body and the arms and the butt and the legs. Try and feel the whole body sitting here at peace. It feels good. Much better than when I started. This gives you confidence. This is good for you. And then I let go of the body and go to the mind. How does my mind feel right now? How peaceful is it? I use the word peace because that's something which you should be able to recognize. It's one of the most important parts of the mind. When I can feel peace, I know how to let that peace be stronger, be more peaceful, letting go of all concerns for the past and future, not worried about what I'm supposed to talk about afterwards, what happened earlier today, whatever that was. You find that peace gets stronger by being in this moment. And when it's peaceful enough, and I go to the next level, silence. Stop trying to describe this world with words. Stop measuring. Just be without comparing. Soon all these names lose their power. You just are peaceful, becoming more and more still. At this point I become quiet. When I speak again, I'll be close to the end of the meditation. getting close to the end of the meditation now. It's only close, don't open your eyes yet. Please notice how you feel. Sometimes the peace is so delightful. It's like you don't want it to end. It's joyful. Sometimes wonder just why can't more people just enjoy the bliss of peace? It's for free. It relaxes the body, it relaxes the mind. How does your body feel? Sometimes your body gets so relaxed. The time is passing, so I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Sorry. Please wait till the end of the 3rd ringing of the gong before you come out for the meditation. Thank you. And I say special thank you for letting me just go over time. I was enjoying it. Excellent.